You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
What about maintaining a marriage covenant? We have marriage enrichment. It is challenged today. It's a challenge, man. There's so many distractions today. We can be at the dinner table and not even talk or eat and not even converse because we're still on our phone. What about children leaving home for the first time? Is there anybody giving them some instruction? What if the nest wasn't good? What if they're escaping? Is there anybody telling them what you need to stay away from and what you need to think about? It's a challenge of our day.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Accessing the Blessings of Structure. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Galatians chapter 3, verses 6 through 10.
Outsourcing is another challenge. Instead of picking you, they outsource it. So in other words, if you put your life or you're a creative, and someone says, well, I don't want to deal with your creativity, I'm going to outsource it. You got to be able to handle that. If I do it in the ministry. In other words, I've been using your services and I decide to do something different. It shouldn't kick you off. It's just a challenge. I should be able to make a decision to outsource. Even if I wanted to hire, I should be able to hire from the populace and not just internally. Right? But you'll put me in a box, right? Put me in a box and say, he can't do that. Who does he think he is? It's my right. It's within the scope and the wheelhouse of my authority. You're getting your feelings in the way. Get your feelings out of the way. There's some leaders are going to change. In other words, I was doing this, but I need to shift. That shouldn't bother you. It's just a challenge. Well, I'm out because Bishop didn't use me. He's using these men, but he didn't let me. When he leaves town and he brings them up to preach, and he doesn't use us. So I'm out. Okay. What you doing now? Are you preaching now? See what I'm saying? You move because you don't like what I do, but you accept it in another house. It's within the scope of my authority. It shouldn't bother you. It's just a challenge. What about advancements in technology? With the way technology is going today, advancement in it, some of our things are going to get whitewashed. Some of the things that you hold dear is going to get whitewashed. In other words, if you're creating a numbering system and then Microsoft create Access, which one are you going to go with? The way you do it, or you're going to embrace Access? If you want to be successful, you're going to embrace Access. Instead of saying, but this is how I do it. Y'all following me? If you're used to sending a fax with a fax machine and now we are dealing with email fax, you still gonna take your fax machine and send documents, or you gonna go with the new technology? Since you wanna go way back, let's go back to the rotary phone. Why would you have a modern phone now but want me to go way back in God? Why can't we go forward in God using the new growth? I want you to think about what you're saying. It may be good for you, but the world is leaving us behind. And I'm not talking about going with the world. What I am saying, to reach them, to reach young people today that grew up with a cell phone in their hands, you may need to know how to send a text. You may need to know how to pull up an email. Spencer Levels helped me with my first email account. America Online. AOL. I still have it. America Online. I had no clue. He said, this is how you do it. So I opened up an account called Mert Is Real. AOL. And you had to dial in. Bing. That's the way it sounds. This is before Google. This is before email fax. This is America Online. You had to dial in. Even America Online doesn't operate that way anymore. People have moved past that and got whole new email accounts. Most people have a Google account now. Google wasn't even in existence. So you want to go way back, but you got to start moving forward in God. This is the challenge of our day. For people who were born in this generation, they have no challenge. But I was born in a time where it wasn't digital. It was analog. The first cell phone or car phone looked like a suitcase. You don't know anything about that. People walking around with a phone, a suitcase, and walking like they're important with a suitcase in their ear. A shoebox in their ear. Thinking they're cool, standing on the corner, moving stuff with a shoebox. Ray Sean Man was in Titusville, standing on the corner, and he was bright skinned with all of his nice hair. He's standing on the corner with a shoebox in it. I said, who is this man? Look at God. God can change any man. You want to go way back and hang out and do what you used to do, you're going to be left behind in 10 years. You think your stuff is good, AI is going to come, people are going to start working with stuff and just wipe you out. You better make sure you put your confidence in Jesus. Oh my God. Man, I'm looking at the challenges. Can I keep going deeper? Advancement in technology is a challenge. It's going to be a challenge. We got to grow. What about increased mobility? People are driving. They're flowing. They have scooters. Everybody's moving in their own direction. They're doing it faster as well. Rising food prices is a challenge, especially for young families. Wesley told us yesterday that we need to cook at home more. He said it's healthier for you. Rising food costs can be marginalized and dealt with if we cook at home. Many African American families don't like to cook anymore. We go to the restaurants. I ain't cooking. You better not ask your girlfriend, can you cook? She said, can I cook? Can you cook? It used to be a time where the lady said, sure, my mama taught me, ooh, I can burn. Ladies feel like that's coming underneath the man. What do you mean? You gotta cook? Cook just, I don't like cooking. Whole different world challenges. I don't cook, I'm queen. Well, queens should marry kings. So you the queen but no king around? What kind of kingdom is that? You get all you want and he don't get nothing? What are you talking about? What kind of kingdom is that? You better stop looking to the social media in the world for your direction and look to the word. And nobody's talking about dominance. How people are, what are you talking about, Bishop? I can't even say anything to men and you feel left out. You know I support you. You already know that. But if you queen and you get your way all the time, you're going to marry a pauper? He's got to serve you all the time? You always get what you want? You never sacrifice nothing? What kind of family is that? We just saw in our men's ministry. One of the greatest things that the cleanup crew, the restoration team told me is that they picked up a whole lot of tissue here. A lot of men didn't shout, but they were crying. Why would men cry? You know why? Because we see ourselves in little boys reaching out to God, asking questions. Many of them are raised by mothers and they have no father. Well, one of the boys say, I have no father. How do I become a man? I want to pay for my mom have to do everything. I want to do it now. You're only 18. No man told you it's okay to be a son. It's okay to be a son. Then you transition into manhood. But a man is supposed to take care of you until you become a man. What if you didn't have that? And we think we're okay, our society is okay, but it can't just be matriarchal. And I know, ladies, we dumped it in your lap and you've done a wonderful job. I'm trying to balance it out by raising up some men. It's a challenge. And we need to work it together. Inflation. Nurturing children is a challenge. Who's going to do it? Who's going to be tender to the babies? Who's going to let the babies just roam? The men's conference is really for teenage boys and men. The teenage boys gets in for free, but it is not designed for little boys under 10 with no mother. You can't just dump them off and take off. But that's what people hear. Oh, it's my time to get free. Because it's free for the boys. Have you ever seen a women's conference where all children are here for free? We're not charging teenage boys. But it's not, we're not even designed, didn't even have a nursery, but that's how people think. It's challenges. We're going to work with it, but challenges. What about maintaining a marriage covenant? We have marriage enrichment. It is a challenge today. It's a challenge, man. There's so many distractions today. We can be at the dinner table and not even talk or eat and not even converse because we're still on our phones. What about children leaving home for the first time? Is there anybody giving them some instruction? What if the nest wasn't good? What if they're escaping? Is there anybody telling them what you need to stay away from and what you need to think about? It's a challenge of our day. What about relocating first, second, third, fourth, fifth time? Especially military families. That's a strain. It's a strain for a young family to have to pick up. It's trauma for kids to have to come out of one school and go to another and learn stuff over and over again. You just tired. But you're not thinking about your children and what they have to face. They are confused when they have to shift like that. What about separation, even divorce? It's increasing every year. What about dealing with aging parents? They don't have the same strength that they used to have. And the mother now becomes the daughter. They should not be abused or left in their own feces. What about retirement? We learned yesterday that if you're going to retire, you have to plan. But what if there was no plan? Where are you at now? Challenges. What about coping with loss? The death of a loved one. I have a question for you. Are you ready to navigate through the challenges of our day? Are you really ready to handle stuff unforeseen? Or will the first storm wipe you out? If the plumb line is on the wall and you haven't, if the plumb line isn't on the wall, you may think with your naked eye that the wall is straight, but it's leaning. And if you build without a plumb line, you're going to have a problem when you put the roof on. Many are building a house without any measurement or any structure. You're using your own naked eye. And Fred Douglas was masterful as he shared with us on yesterday that it is incredible when you're using, when you're flying an airplane, you cannot trust your own navigation or your own equilibrium. You got to trust the instruments. What if you're flying at 800 knots and you're increasing and you're in the midst of clouds, you can't see? It is when you hit the afterburners, when there's a sound that takes place and you can't really tell if you're going up as you incline or you increase speed or if you're going down because everything is off. You got to learn how to trust the instrument. Let me encourage you. We must learn how to navigate through these challenges, not by listening to our own understanding or through our own eyes of vision. We must synchronize with the faith that was once delivered to the saints. You may think you're straight and you will not be straight. And find up winding up going straight into the dirt, destroying yourself and destroying those who depend on you. Don't trust your own mind. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Oh, my God. Let's take a moment and say that to ourselves. Trust in the Lord. Don't trust in your history or your president or your education. Trust in the Lord and lean not unto your own understanding. And in all of your ways, acknowledge him when you're in clouds and you can't see. When you're going around a hill and you don't know your way. When you're dealing with the challenges of our day. Oh, when you've got challenges, you don't know what you're going to do. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Oh, God, hallelujah. Come on, there's a praise on that in the name of Jesus. There's a praise on that. There is a praise on that. Oh, God. We're living in extraordinary times in the body of Christ. In the previous century, we saw restoration. The restoration of not only spiritual gifts, but also of the fivefold ministry. The ministry gifts called the fivefold ministry. The local church is packed with gifted people. I believe this apostolic reformation that we've watched in the body of Christ and the restoration of the fivefold ministry gifts, but also the restoration of spiritual gifts, the apostolic reformation and restoration is radically changing the face of the body of Christ universally. Some people don't have theology, but they're gifted. And you become dangerous when you don't know word. And you're gifted. Because the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. In other words, God will gift you and he leaves it up to you to get educated. You got gifted and you see the gift working, but you haven't done anything to fashion it, to polish it, to develop it. And you're just trusting what you hear and you're messing up and dividing lives. You need theology if you're going to work with the gifts. You need an understanding of who God is if he gave you the gift. That's like me giving you a car gift, but you never went to school or took a class on how to drive. You never even got your license. Or if you did, you stop right there. And then you get drunk on Patron and drive while you're drunk on Patron. Well, let's take it from Patron. You get drunk on foolishness. You're dipping your cup in social media and trying to drive spiritually. You're drinking from social media and then trying to drive spiritually. And you expect people to get on board with you and trust that you're going to get them to their destination. But you don't know God. We've got social media, but social media is just a vehicle. You don't depend on it. It is not what you depend on. You acknowledge him in all of your ways, and he will direct your path. This apostolic reformation and the restoration of spiritual gifts and the fivefold ministry is changing the face of the body of Christ universally. The purpose for this apostolic reformation, I believe, is twofold. Write it down. Number one, it is first to bring the body of Christ into true worship. It is not for you to see the apostle and only listen to the apostle. But the apostle is supposed to take you to true worship, that you would see God in his brilliance. We in sundry times listen to the prophets, but now we listen to his son, Hebrews chapter 1, who is the image of the Father's person, the express image of the Father's person, the brilliance of his countenance. Through his word, he upholds all things by the word of his power. The apostolic reformation is supposed to take you back to true worship, to see God in his brilliance, to see his son Jesus as Lord of all, the Holy Spirit making it possible for all. And the second reason why God has allowed this reformation to take place is to mature the body, to bring the body into full maturity, to point the body where it needs to live, to point the body where it needs to live and abide, to live out its true creed. And that is to make disciples, to make disciples of the Lord. Not just to have church and for you to do something, but do you follow Jesus when you make decisions? Ooh, thank you, God. The reason why God has gifted you with me is because I'm supposed to show you who Jesus is. And make sure that as you move out with these challenges, you don't get it twisted. You don't charge God like the children of Israel did when they were walking through the wilderness. When they got thirsty, they charged God. Did you bring us out here for us to die in the wilderness? We could have stayed in the world because it's that bad for us. Believers are doing the same thing today. As soon as they're challenged, we charge God. Well, I gave my tithes. You brought me out here and you let me go through this challenge. But you've done nothing to correct your finance. You do nothing to budget. God gifted you. You're in America, man, woman, and you haven't done anything. All you want is more. But when I check your tithe, have you ever given God anything consistently for a year? You know what? You will come up wanting. But when you have a need, you're asking God for everything. My job to the reformation is to challenge you to put him first. Glory to God. Every man should put God first. Every woman should put God first. And then follow Jesus before you follow any other tender entity, before you follow any other club, before you follow any other sorority. You need to follow the Lord Jesus. Live up to the true creed, and that is to be a disciple of our Lord. Glory to God. True apostles aren't just prophesying from church to church, but they're bringing people into full maturity. Thank you, God. True worshipers. Say, I am a true worshiper. Thank you, God. I'll close shortly, but I got to finish this and I'll pick it back up at 11. Becoming a true worshiper is your chief assignment. It's a part of the structure of your life. If Abraham is our father, and the blessings that are upon Abraham comes to us because the scripture foresaw that Gentiles would come into the kingdom, then it is important for you to understand that before Abraham ever did anything for God, he worshiped God. He was constantly building altars. Every time God met him, he would build an altar. And when he met Melchizedek, he knew nothing about religion. He hadn't been to a church service, but he saw someone greater than himself. And I wonder, those who have never knew God, why do you have a block? You don't have to know him for a long time to recognize when he shows up, he's greater than you.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Accessing the Blessings of Structure, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2401-1408. That's reference number 2401-1408.
The more time you invest in a marriage, the more valuable it becomes. Join the next Marriage Enrichment Heart Intertwined Session on Saturday, January 20th at 7 p.m. in the Sanctuary to discover ways to invest in your relationship to become more connected. Come early for refreshments and fellowship. Child care is provided.
We encourage all high school seniors who plan to further their education at a college or university to apply for the Tuskegee Airmen Scholarship. The deadline for submission is Monday, January 22nd. Applications are available at the Communication and Promotion Counter. Please contact Elder Toby Hubbard at 321-305-9831 with any questions.
Awaken Women, we are back and more resilient than ever. Mark your calendar for the first Awaken Women's Fellowship on the new year on Saturday, January 27th at 9 a.m.
Set aside some time this week for intercession and tag up to God in prayer. Join Relentless on Friday, January 19th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary as we seek deep intimacy and quiet communion with God.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.